Hello and happy Wednesday, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to ArtSpeak Radio. This is your pal, Maria Vasquez-Boyd, here with you every noon, every Wednesday, noon to 1, on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is a first for us in the studio. We've got a baby. We got a baby in the studio. We have the lovely Colby K. Smith. He's not the baby, but we have Colby K. Smith in the studio with us today. Also, painter Ian Kloster, Heather Collinsworth with her baby girl, Olivia, Megan Krieger. They're all in the studio here live at KKFI, just waiting to tell you all the good stuff that's happening in the arts world. So thank you so much for tuning in and making us a priority in your day. I want to say happy birthday to the twins who were just born. My friend Nicolette gave birth to twins. I get the ugly one, so I can't wait to meet that one. So anyway, let's get started. We've got Heather Collinsworth here. She's the director of the Paper Birch Landing. If you hear a baby in the background, that's baby Olivia, who's sitting on her lap, and we love that they're both here. Now, I want to say that Paper Birch Landing is now showing featuring a show of women in the arts of Kansas City. It honors the works of 31 local women in visual art, 3D media, and photography. And Paper Birch Landing Gallery is located at 4405 East 19th Avenue here, there in North Kansas City. So welcome my friend Heather and Olivia.
Hi, Maria. Thank you.
I'm so happy you could join us today. So
we're so happy to be here. Olivia, are you excited?
She's nodding yes.
She's nodding yes. Yeah. Well, I was hoping to ask her a few questions, but we'll get to that. So you've got the show that's opening Friday, right?
Yes, our Women in the Arts of Kansas City show. It's our first annual Women of the Arts show, and we're super excited because we are a woman-run and owned gallery. So it was very important in our third year to do a show honoring women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have quite a selection of women, too. Do you want to read off some names of folks who are participating in this group show?
Yes, we have Genevieve Flynn, we have Gail Faulkner, let's see, Tara Crandall.
Jill Huxtable, Michelle Wade. Yeah, I was just asking you because I've had the whole complete list
here.
But I want to mention that you had recently moved from the location here in Midtown to North Kansas City, right?
We did. We did. In the winter, we moved over into North Kansas City. We're in Northtown. Mm-hmm. So we're right in the old historic Armor Corridor by Screenland Theater. We're right behind Country Club Bank now.
That's really kind of hit a renaissance, hasn't it? The North Kansas City area. I know there's been a lot of businesses that have opened their doors, and I believe there's some bookstores, and what else is there?
There's a vinyl record shop, wonderful. Yeah. Lots of restaurants, breweries, small shops like Tyler Kingston, Mercantile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I want to mention again, Paper Birch Landing Gallery is located at 4405 East 19th Street, and that's North Kansas City, Missouri. So what's going to happen that night? I think you have a whole list of activities going on for
that. We have
opening.
A whole lot of things happening this Friday night. So for the opening night reception on Friday, it runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we will have food and refreshments. Rick Gordon is our house musician. He'll be performing in our Artist Underground, and we have jewelry by Manda Wild, and lots of beautiful art. There may be spoken word poetry that night if some of our poets come. So it's just going to be a wonderful night in the arts.
Yeah. Well, I was expecting that from Olivia, some spoken word, because I think, you know, she's getting out there.
She really is. At 14 months, she's ready for her debut.
We love that. So this juried art show, who were some of the people that selected this group of artists?
CJ Chabot was our juror for this show. And as a lot of people know, she started the Women in the Arts Networking Group. And so we thought for our first year, who better than her, who brought together so many of us to be the juror for this show. And she did a fabulous job, and she had so many entries to go through. There was so much good work.
Well, and Heather, I think you've got some other sort of call for artists too, don't you?
We have three calls for art out right now for artists listening. We have our third annual Nudes Drawn from Life painted or drawn from life for May, and that show is open for entries right now until April 1st. Mm-hmm. And then we have our June show is called Bloom. So how flowers bloom, how the world blooms, how people bloom. Mm-hmm. That'll be our June show. And then our July show is called Memories. So about memories, all mediums, photography. Mm-hmm. Both the June and July show are open to all mediums.
And for folks who are interested in finding out how to apply for these, call for entries and all that, how do they get hold of you?
Yes, you can look at our Facebook page, which is Paper Birch Landing, and on Instagram, we are Paper Birch Landing, and then our website is www.paperbirchlanding.com.
Now, with this new gallery space, did it afford you more gallery space in the walls and the interior and all that?
Yes.
Do you have an outdoor space as well?
We don't have an outdoor space anymore, but we have two levels. So we have a ground level. We are now handicapped accessible, and we have tons of parking, which is wonderful. And then we have a lower floor that we call our artist underground. And down there, you will find works of our artists in residence, Haley Selmayr and Mia Philo Braley.
We just had Haley on last week, and she's just delightful.
She's so
wonderful. She's doing some great work, isn't she?
She really is.
Yeah, and we're going to have her back on in August, because I know her mother contacted me and said that Haley was going to be teaching some classes during the summer or fall, I believe. So
she is. Yeah, she's been selected to start teaching at 10 years old.
Isn't that great?
It's amazing.
Good for her. Come on, Olivia. You got some catching up to do. She's looking at me like, no, I don't think so. So I want to remind folks that, first of all, you're listening to ArtSpeak Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And I'm talking to Heather Collinsworth and Olivia. Heather is the director of Paper Birch Landing, and this Friday is the opening of Women in the Arts of Kansas City that honors 31 local women in visual art, 3D media, and photography. And so that should be an exciting show.
It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful show. We hope everybody can come out on Friday night.
Yeah. So, again, you have the three calls for artists, and website is paperbirchlanding.com.
That is correct.
For more information.
Yeah, three calls for art. We hope lots of new artists and students in the arts enter our shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific. And that evening of Friday, March 9th, from 5 to 10, this show will open, and you've got, again, so many different things going on. You've got live music and jewelry, and our good friend Jackie Denning is going to be there, right?
Jackie Denning has her T-shirts and prints in our downstairs gallery. Michael McCrary will also be in the house.
He is so much fun.
Yes.
We love our Michael. Yeah, yeah. And, so that's at 4405 East 19th Avenue, North Kansas City, Missouri. Are there directions from Midtown that are fairly easy for people to find to get to the space?
So we are only 5 minutes from the River Market or 10 minutes from downtown Kansas City. And the easiest way is just to go Missouri 9 Burlington, mm-hmm, right into Northtown. And you just go straight down Burlington and hang a right on Armour. And we're right at the corner of Armour and Erie.
Yeah. Northtown is just a great little community, I think.
It's a hidden gem.
It really is. I know our friend, David Wayne Reed, just recently purchased a house down there. And it's so exciting to see all the stuff that's happening in North Kansas City. Now, are they having a Snake Saturday?
Snake Saturday is this Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes, I will be walking with Northtown Arts Coalition.
Uh-huh.
The Northland Arts Nonprofit.
And what time does that start? Do you know?
Oh, my gosh. Eh. I don't know.
I know
I have to be up super early.
Yeah. We're hoping that the weather will hold out for you, right?
Yes, we're hoping good weather for Snake Saturday.
Yeah, terrific. And look at Olivia. She's trying to grab onto that microphone.
Yes, Olivia's ready to talk.
Is there anything that we've left out that you want to mention that we haven't discussed?
On Friday night, we will also have sign up for membership for Northtown Arts Coalition, who we support. So if you are interested in becoming a member of a local arts nonprofit in the Northland, we'll have all the information on Friday night at the opening.
Now, when you say Northland, will that extend as far as to Liberty, or is it just directed towards North Kansas City?
Northtown Arts Coalition is based in Northtown, but we cover all of the Northland.
Okay, so that's
good
to know.
With classes, and they do gallery openings and things like that.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, my friend Heather Collinsworth. And Olivia, thank you. She was a little shy this time, but next time.
Yes, next time she'll be talking on the radio.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. Well, hello and welcome back to ArtSpeak Radio. Got a little hot tamale baby in the house for you today. We've got babies everywhere. And, of course, that was Buckwheat Zydeco. We lost him last year. Bless his heart. Next up, we have Megan Krieger. She's in the studio. She's the Director of Creative Services for the Office of Culture and Creative Services here in Kansas City, Missouri. So she's going to talk about some of the coffee shop office hours discussions that have been taking place and kind of update us on other things that's happening in Kansas City. So welcome, my friend Megan.
Thank you.
Terrific. I'm so happy that you're here, and you have a lot going on, a lot on your plate, right?
Always. It's so much fun. Yes.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that having the coffee shop discussions has been just really wonderful for the community. So let's talk about that first.
Yeah, I was glad to see that you were able to come to one of those. The coffee shop office hours, I guess we are now in our third month, which is just visiting different coffee shops all around every area of the city, just to have casual conversations, communications with the arts community, the arts business community, and nonprofit organizations. It stemmed really from conversations that came out of the launch of Open Spaces, and hopefully many who are listening are familiar last fall. The city, in partnership, through public-private partnership with Scott Francis, have launched a biennial that will be this fall, starting August 25th to October 28th. And in those conversations, I saw that there was a lot of discussion around the role of arts in cities. Mm-hmm. And while that is certainly rooted in open spaces, I think it's a much larger conversation that needed to be had. And it's an ongoing one, not one that lives just a few months. And so the goal was really just to be available. Quite frankly, I have office hours in City Hall every Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. But sometimes City Hall is a little daunting. It takes time and sometimes money to park and get there. And so it was just a way to be more accessible and facilitate the conversation.
Well, and it's really great to have some face time out in the community, you know, not only with the artists and people that have questions and want to meet you, but, you know, just have a real informal discussion about art in a coffee shop, but, you know.
And it really started as a what if. So much of what we do with the city is there's a method to the madness and very strategically planned out. But it was really just what if. We stepped out and we were able to facilitate the conversations. And so part of it is me a chance to learn about others, who they are, what they do, and what some of their maybe challenges or successes are. It's also a way to for them to ask questions, and I can be available to help make connections, whether it's something that needs can be addressed immediately, like permitting or navigating the city department system, or maybe long-term sort of goal setting that could be brought before city council as an area of policy. But what I have found has coming out of these that was somewhat unexpected is the networking that's happening with those who show up. So oftentimes I'll leave an hour and a half later and they're still talking and exchanging numbers and ideas are coming out of it. So that has been an unexpected outcome that's been really great.
Well, I love that it does bridge, you know, individuals together to talk about art, to share ideas and, you know, situations and that sort of thing. So I was really happy to see that take place. But I do want to mention you have one that's coming up this this Friday, right?
I do. In fact, we've planned them out for the month of March. This Friday, we will be at Head Rush Roasters Coffee and Tea, the one that's located on North Oak Traffic Way. Mm-hmm. And the next Friday, March 16th, will be at Monarch Coffee on Broadway. I do want to say that March 23rd, there will be no coffee office hours because it is spring break.
And oh, yeah,
so we will
yeah.
take a break that, yeah. but then we'll resume. And so the best way to find out what the schedule is upcoming is either through Facebook, Office of Culture and Creative Services, mm-hmm. or on our website, easiest just to Google it and sign up for the newsletter.
And just real quick, the discussions that you've had that have taken place in coffee shops so far, what are some of the questions that folks are asking? What are some of the concerns that people are bringing forth to you?
Yes, and while I envision sort of really big, large, you know, problem-solving conversations, a lot of it is what can be done today that will help assist me in my project or my program. And here's another interesting thing. Because it's a mix of artists and creative businesses, a lot of times a question that comes from a business is completely applicable to an artist who may not have gotten that information. So, for example, signing up as a vendor with the city of Kansas City. If you have a product or a service and are interested in a contract with the city, you can go to the vendor registration website and start getting notifications of bids. And so that was an interesting thing that I found was relevant across the industries. Another thing that's come up quite often is funding. So through the Office of Culture Creative Services, there's the Neighborhood Tourist Development Fund. In fact, there is a deadline coming up April 16th for second quarter funding. So that will fund anything starting August 1 of this year, 2018, until April 30th, 2019. So if someone has an event or a project and they're looking for funding support, there's an option. But then also to be able to network other funding opportunities, whether it's government funding or foundation funding. So that's come up a couple of times.
And but I do want to ask you real quick, will folks find guidelines through your website?
Yes.
For the funding and that? Okay, good.
And some other little known resources maybe to some in the arts community are very much living in the business community. For example, the KC Source Link has a map. So if you have a bricks and mortar and a product to sell, you can sign up for free. And it's sort of free marketing on their map that is focused on Shop Local Initiative. So that's come up. And then, of course, our own Small Biz Care, which helps with licensing and that kind of thing. And then, of course, open spaces. There's still lots of questions in terms of where are we in our process. So we're able to give sort of very last-minute sort of information that comes to us that we can share with the public.
So I have to ask you, what are some of the last-minute
things
coming up with open spaces?
So we had a deadline for the call to artists that ended, I think, the end of January. That's right. So we received over 400 applications.
Wow.
So the month, which is very exciting, and it crosses all disciplines.
Yeah.
Right? We've got the literary and the performing arts and the visual arts. And so the month of February, the artistic director, Dan Cameron, is reviewing those and sort of putting together the program. So we expect in March that we will be starting to announce the various components of open spaces in phases. So the first announcement will be the visual arts exhibition component, and then shortly then followed up by the performance component of open spaces. And the performances will be happening every weekend of the course of the 9 weeks. The other thing that is currently out and available is a call for makers. So artists, local businesses who are interested in having a presence to sell their wares. It's a booth fee, no commission taken. And so there is a registration online at openspaceskc.com to sign up to be part of the marketplace. And then the other one is if you're to register as a creative partner. So that means if you are a venue or an organization with an exhibition or a performance already scheduled during the time of you know, the fall to let us know about it, because we want to help promote and kind of cross promote our events that really shows how Kansas City is full of arts and life here.
No kidding. Now, is there a cutoff date for the registration or the call for, you know, the marketplace and that?
So the right now the call to makers, for makers, the deadline is April 15th.
Okay.
And then we are pushing the registration for creative partnerships as close to print day as we can, but that deadline is May 1st.
Okay.
So we'd like to have all of that.
There's a little bit of time there. Yeah.
A little bit of time. Yeah. Yeah.
So would that also include not-for-profit?
Yes.
Then, okay.
Yes, very much so.
Because sometimes, I think, sometimes people really begin to wonder, is this a good fit for me or my organization, my company, or business and that sort of thing, so it's good to know.
So I would encourage those who have questions to join me for a coffee shop office hour.
It's
where
so
can
much fun.
Those ideas.
And if you just tuned in to ArtSpeak Radio, I am talking to Megan Krieger. She's the Director of Creative Services with the Office of Culture and Creative Services here in Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, we're talking about not only the coffee shop discussions that take place, but a lot of what is happening in Kansas City right now that is of interest to a lot of different people, whether you're arts, business, small business, and that sort of thing. And I want to mention that March 9th, this Friday, this discussion will take place at Head Rush Roasters Coffee and Tea, 7108 North Oak Traffic Way in Kansas City, Missouri. And you can find more information on Facebook and your website. Yeah, yeah. So tell us more, because I know you have like a big three or four pages there, Megan.
Well, I guess to go back to what's the bigger question, the overall is, you know, is the new cultural office for the city of Kansas City, Missouri meeting the goals of the community, especially as it relates to the Arts Convergence Plan, which is the city's 10-year plan? It is packed full of some wonderful ideas and strategies, and I would love to hear from artists and organizations, what is your priority? Because this office puts us in a great position to be able to communicate that to mayor and council through business plans and budgets. And so this is really an invitation for community to come share with me what their priorities are.
And it's so important, because oftentimes we feel that we may not have a voice in matters, or you know, no one's really paying attention. And this is is the opposite, right, Megan?
Yes, and I would say this is just one of many options, you know, to attend a city council meeting, even just to sit and listen, I think is really interesting. I do want to mention that the city of Kansas City, Missouri has what they call a community engagement university. It is free. It is for any resident of City of Kansas City to do an 8-week seminar where they go around and learn about what each city department does. And I think that's fascinating. I'm with the city and I don't know that I could tell you everything that everybody does. So it's just another way to get looped in, tapped into what your local government is doing. And then the question is, how can we make it better for you?
I love that. And it is, the requirement is that you have to be of Kansas City
resident.
Okay.
KC resident.
Very good. Do we have anything going else you want to mention that is happening? I mean, I know you are a very busy woman, and you've just got so much going on. And we thank you for the work that you do in the community. It's really important. So thank you for that, Megan.
Thank you.
Yeah. So this Friday, March 9th, meet Megan Krieger at the Head Rush Roasters Coffee and Tea, 7108 North Oak. What time does that take place?
Oh, good question. 10 a.m. Okay. So it's scheduled from 10 to 11, depending on who comes. And that's the interesting part. We've had as little as 2-3, which makes for a really sort of invested conversation to as many as 20, where it becomes more of a collective kind of conversation. Yeah. And so it's always from 10 to 11, and it may run over, and I will be there until everyone's gone. And then these will continue, as I often say, until no one shows up. And so these will run indefinitely until they're not needed anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I like the fact that you're not just always in the same location. You're sort of moving around, so people have opportunities to come and meet you in different neighborhoods and places in the city. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Megan Krieger, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. And you're listening to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd every Wednesday, I say, from noon to one here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. We're so happy that you tuned in and are listening to us online, kkfi.org. So thanks so much for doing that. Next up, I have Ian Kloster, who is with the Strawberry Hill Museum. He is a visual artist who will teach a painting class Saturday, March 10th. He's going to work with you as the class designer and paints a skyline of Strawberry Hill. Strawberry Hill Museum and Cultural Center is located at 720 North 4th Street, Kansas City, Kansas. And if you haven't been there, it's really a beautiful museum. It has more than 30 rooms of unique displays, a permanent exhibition that highlights the culture and people of Poland, Russia, Slovakia, Lithuania, Croatia, Slovenia, Ukraine, and the Netherlands. And, it's just a terrific place to go and find something new about the history of that area and the people. The Hall of Immigrants opened in October 2005, so the museum is proud to display pictures and ancestral artifacts from the families who settled in that area during the late 1800s and early 1900s. So, Strawberry Hill Museum. Welcome, Ian. How are you?
Hi, Maria. I'm great. Thanks for having me on air.
You bet. It's been a while since I've been to Strawberry Hill Museum. When I was teaching at the Art Institute, I taught a class of illustrators, and I was just really knocked out by the whole grounds, the museum and the history and all that. So you're going to be painting the skyline. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a brand new class.
That's Saturday. That's going to be March 10th. Now, that starts at 5, right?
Yeah, actually, it starts at 6 p.m. It's 6 a two-hour class. Uh-huh. It's real fun. It's a painting class, but it's really modeled after the painting party. We have finger snacks for, like, brain food to energize
you. Sure.
And I walk you through step by step. So the painting features the Strawberry Hill skyline.
Which is magnificent, by the way. It really is.
It really is. And we paint this historic St. John's Church, which is a landmark up there on the hill. And then we decorate the rest of the composition with the houses cascading down the hillside. And to top it all off, we add the little strawberries that Strawberry Hill was originally named for.
Well, yeah, because I think, it's synonymous with the povetitsa that was baked there in that area, and now I think they've moved, but I think you can still get it there, yeah?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I'm not totally sure, but they might even teach classes there, or about how to make povetitsa, or at least serve them to you while you're crocheting or doing a lot of other fun activities, too.
But I do have to ask you, Ian, if folks are interested, do they have to have a little bit of painting background, or do you take beginners? Do you take all levels of expertise?
Yeah, that's a great question. You don't have to have a background, and I really provide you with a ton of freedom, whether you're an expert or just beginning. For example, when we taught this class last time, we had the example painting that I created with a beautiful colored sky, but we also featured four of the paintings that hang on the walls of the museum. And those were there to inspire people to take chances, create their own artwork based on those compositions, those mark makings and colors. So a lot of times, I think that people really come back to these classes, these parties, because they learn a lot. With my background in illustration, I really give you a lot of tips on for how to use juxtaposition, how to mix colors, how to take chances and see the possibilities.
Well, and if you want to see a sample of Ian's work, I believe I used your piece, your painting, on the Facebook event page, and it's also on our website too, kkfi.org. Now, is the class still open or is it filled at this time?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, it's been really popular after the success of the last class.
Yeah.
Last I knew, there were 4 tickets left, and the link is still live. We're working on creating another event for May, and an exciting aspect is once the weather opens up, right now we're in the museum, but we're going to move the party out onto out onto the balcony. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been to the Strawberry Hill Museum, you'll know that it looks straight across the river at the downtown KCMO.
It's a terrific.
It's a wonderful view where you can see the architecture of the Escher Towers and the Kauffman Auditorium. And so we're going to use the architecture of the city to do a life drawing, a life painting of the KCMO skyline.
You know, and for our listeners who want to find out more information, the website is strawberryhillmuseum.org. And again, this is going to take place Saturday, March 10th from 5 to...
From 6 to 6, 8 p.m.
I'm sorry.
You can show up as early as 5. No, really, if you show up early, you can bring your own wine. We'll have some beverages.
Sweet.
We'll have food.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hang out with me. Really, it's a great way to intermingle, have some new experiences, make friends. You can come alone or bring your friends. And we'll begin at 6 until 8.
And, you know, really, if you have not been in that area, it's just a real gift, you know, to learn and find out more about the Strawberry Hill neighborhood itself. But I can mention that they also have not only the museum, I mentioned the Hall of Immigrants. There's a gift shop. There's a tea room that's open from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And that's usually on the weekends. They serve delicious, authentic Slavic desserts with tea or coffee. And so there is an admission fee with, you know, going to the museum and all that, and certainly with this painting class. So I would direct people to the Strawberry Hill Museum website at .org, strawberryhillmuseum.org. And so that takes place this Saturday. But I also saw recently that there's going to be a run, I think a third year.
A 5K run. I think that might happen in either the very end of April or in May. Also, they have their first annual fundraiser. It's going to be a night at the museum, donating a painting for it.
Yeah.
They're going to have some really cool. And the big auction item will be to spend a night in the historic museum. So that'll be really awesome.
I've got a story about that. I think it's haunted.
I almost said that, actually.
Well, I can say it. But, you know, when I took my students there, because there's such a history, I believe, an orphanage. And at one time, it housed nuns.
Correct, right? Catholic church and school.
Yeah, and a student and I encountered this person, and in a second, she was gone, and we both kind of looked at each other like, what?
Yeah.
But that would be awesome to spend the night there.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that makes it really unique too, is as the other immigrant churches kind of got swallowed up by new construction, the St. John's Church ended up housing all these really iconic relics of Mary and Joseph and these beautiful paintings. Mm-hmm. And so because of everything being so old, I can get that eeriness too.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of new people coming into the community. There's new businesses popping up. If you haven't checked out the red cobble or the red brick sidewalks and the beautiful hill, I suggest come on over. Hope to see you there.
I think there is a sort of a renaissance taking place in that area, in Kansas City, Kansas, as a whole. But, Ian, if folks are interested in not only painting with us for this evening, would you also kind of recommend that they bring their cameras, too? Because that skyline is just incredible.
We had a photographer come, actually, to the last class. And because this one will be in the evening, I'm not sure when the time changes for the year.
Yeah.
It might still be late.
I think
But during the day, if we were to paint the Kansas City, Missouri skyline, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I did. I was there taking pictures, and one thing led to another.
Yeah, because I believe spring ahead, so we change our clocks this Sunday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll start being late past 8 soon.
Yeah. Now, Ian, as a visual artist, as a painter yourself, do you want to share a website or Facebook or any social media yourself with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here in Kansas City, I do private parties. I also do commissions. If you are interested in seeing some of my personal work, you can go to ianclauster.com, just I-A-N, Clauster's K-L-O-S-T-E-R. And I have these beautiful narrative, illustrative, colorful, and my work is definitely complementary to the paintings that we learn from. So.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Ian. And, you know, I welcome you back anytime.
Thank you so much. This was awesome.
You bet. See, you made it through. He was a little nervous. So we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to ArtSpeak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, your host every week. Up next, we have the lovely and desirable Colby K. Smith. Do you like that?
Yeah, very much so.
He is the director of Studios Inc., which provides studio space, professional development, networking, and exhibitions for mid-career artists living in the greater Kansas City metro area. Now, Studio Inc. serves as a catalyst behind the visual arts community in the greater Kansas City area, contributing to the city's economic sustainability and cultural significance. And they are located at 1708 Campbell Street. Hello.
How are you doing, Marie?
Good. I'm glad you're here and your voice is alive.
Sounding good.
Yeah, sounding great. Tell me what's going on, Mr. Smith.
All kinds of things.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we wrapped up 2017 with some really impactful events that we were able to be part of, including the International Sculpture Conference.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, so opening night.
Yeah.
We also, myself and Jill Downing, co-curated an exhibition for the conference.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much Kansas City's kind of power hitters of sculpture.
That was
sculpture.
So exciting. Can we do
Mikey
it again?
Baird. Oh,
can we do it again this year?
I hope so. Maybe next year. Next year will be our 15th anniversary.
Wow.
So
good.
Maybe we'll be able to do something similar.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But you also have a group exhibition, right?
Yes, that opens tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night, Friday.
No, Friday, yeah.
I got my
days
backwards.
There's a lot of things happening on Friday. Yeah.
Opens Friday night from 6 to 9. And it's our annual group exhibition that features one piece of art from each of our resident artists.
Mm-hmm. And that's Ricky Ullman, Patty Carroll, Caitlin Horseman, Misha Kligman, don't look at your notes, Miguel Rivera, Colby K. Smith, Deborah M. Smith, Hai Young Shin, Susan White, Kathy Liao. Benjamin Rosenthal. And that's going to be tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m., right?
Yes, and that was really impressive. Not tomorrow, Friday. I think we're both on the wrong date.
Yeah, yeah. Friday, March 9th. So that was just announced. We'll open Friday. But there was also another announcement.
Probably our new artist.
Yeah,
we just
tell
selected
us about
for
that.
The year. Ben Rosenthal, Susan White, and Kathy Lau are our new residents this year. Really great, great, amazing group of artists. Susan does these really intricate, large sculpture installations, often of thorns, kind of piercing one another.
Yeah.
Ben Rosenthal is doing some really cool stuff in video, mixed media, audio, all types of things.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy Lau is just an amazing painter. You know, so we're really excited to see how these guys go for the next 3 years.
I love that. Studiosinc.org is the website for more information. But I want to ask you about, like, aside from the opening and all that, how can or when can people go down and kind of take a look through, the space? Is it just only through the receptions and that sort of thing?
Yeah, the main exhibition space operates as the conduit for the public to come through the facility. Historically, at least. In the last 2 years, we launched Studios.Gallery, which is an additional exhibition space in the front part of the building. And that showcases work from current and former resident artists. So we're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, during exhibitions.
You know, and I do want to ask you about the residency. What are sort of the guidelines? How long does a person get to stay in that space?
It's a three-year program. And one of the big stipulations and our mission is that the artist be mid-career. That's a hard thing to define.
So we're not talking about age. We're talking about mid-career. We're not talking about
We're looking for Kansas City's biggest and greatest, and that have been in the field for a while, and are deeply established and have a national kind of blueprint, footprint of exhibitions or publications.
Now, is that something that you put a call out for submissions?
Yes, it goes out annually. Historically, we would put a submission up towards the end of the year for about 60 days, 30 days to 60. We're now going to launch the call so it's open year-round.
Wow.
Beginning on March 15th.
Wow, this is great.
So go to the website.
Yeah.
Work your way down through the programs, and that's a quick way you can get signed up and notified when the application goes live.
StudiosInc.org. I'm talking to Colby Smith, who is the director of the Studios Inc., and we're talking about the exhibition space, and that the opening will be Friday, March 9th, Friday, from 6 to 9 p.m., with just a really terrific lineup of artists, right?
Yeah, it's going to be great. We also have a performance that night that'll be going on.
Who's performing?
Our Studio Extension Program is one of
Let's
our
talk
newest
about
programs.
That. Yeah.
So artists, after their third year in residence, can apply for an additional 2 years.
Okay.
And the goal of that is to help the artists develop their own patron base. It's very difficult for a lot of people to say, how do you ask somebody for $5,000 to support you?
Yeah.
So we guide them through that and shift the responsibility on them raising the funds. So Ricky Allman is a current participant and also Deborah Smith. But Ricky performing with Davin Watney, former resident artist, Barry Anderson, former resident artist and board member, under the name Lucite Plains.
So wow.
That will be concurrent with the opening, 6 to 9 Friday.
That would be great. So, you know, you have such a huge space down there. You have a huge space down there.
I get my 10,000 steps in by 11 a.m.
I bet. Are you looking to further push Studios Inc. into other, I don't know, maybe performances? Or I don't know.
I think through, over the last 2 years and the next two coming over partnerships with our partnership space and the extension program, that it's open us up to additional programming. And specifically for the next 2 years, past 2 years, performance space. So.
Okay. And, I want to mention again that Studios Inc. provides studio space, professional development, networking, and exhibitions for mid-career artists living in the greater Kansas City metro area. Now, when you say the greater Kansas City metro area, could it be, say, Independence or Blue Springs or the Kansas side?
Yes. Not quite Lawrence.
Not quite Lawrence. Yeah.
So, and it's important to us, both my board and myself and a co-founder. The reason we started this whole thing was to invest in the local artists that had the greatest chance for impact on our community. So that's why it's specific to the greater Kansas City.
Well, and really that brings me to question. How long has Studios Inc. been around?
Next year will be our 15th year.
Wow.
Right? It slips by.
Wow, yeah. Anything big on the horizon for that? Any sort of...
To be announced later.
But you can tell me.
It's because I've been lying the last 10 years. No, the last five. I'm like, it's our 10th year. We didn't get the anniversary together. But we got some stuff in the works.
And I know, as an artist yourself, you've got to be working on some things, too. So
I got a commission I'm working on right now that's... five large paintings, actually four, sorry.
How large are we talking?
They're around 7 feet by, I think it's 30 inches wide, and they go up 40 feet in the clear story of a building that's being redone on Walnut.
Oh, good for you.
So that hopefully will be installed by the month's end.
So you've been really busy.
Yeah, terribly busy.
And what else?
In a good way.
What else you got?
What else? The normal day-to-day Colby stuff.
And Colby, share with us your website.
Studiosinc.org.
But do you have one for yourself as
I actually turned my website off years ago.
Yeah.
It's just too much to manage for me. So
Yeah, I get that. But folks can find you on Facebook or
they can find me on
social
Facebook
media.
Or reach out to me. I'm pretty easy
Instagram.
To find online, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I hear from creditors.
Right?
Yeah. You are a very busy man. I'm so happy that you were able to come down here because I know when I visited you, a couple of months ago, you had all this going on. So
I was really happy to be here. I'm always happy to be here.
I know you are.
I need to get back more often.
Yeah. Yeah. And, always, feel free to drag an artist or two with you because I like to hear from artists.
Sure.
I like to hear from people in the arts community because it's their opportunity for them to tell their story, listeners about themselves and who they are.
They can really cite the impact, greater than we can on the administrative side or the board side.
Yeah. And even though some people are a little hesitant because they're shy and all that, it's very
I can help him get past that real quick.
I know you can.
I'm actually one of the more shy people.
Oh, I know.
You probably know.
I love you, Colby K. Smith. Studios Inc. is located again at 1708 Campbell Street. So you're sort of east crossroads ish.
Yeah. We're the last end of the crossroads right there at 18th and Campbell.
Yeah.
If you proceed further, you'll hit Troost.
15 years. That's crazy how
right?
it's gone by.
I know. It's like, what?
Wow. Wow. So after this show, do you have a lineup for 2018?
We do. But let's see. So May is Misha Kligman,
yeah.
Which I'm really excited to see.
Yeah.
And we also have Spatial Cues in Studios.Gallery Space that opens on the first Friday of April.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
on the first Fridays, we open an hour earlier than most places
mm-hmm.
at 5.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can come down. We have plenty of parking. And we got Cold Torn Label beer.
Yes, I was going to mention that. Yeah.
So it's a great place to start.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
it is.
And your first Friday.
Well, right? It's a great place to start and or end up.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It really is. Yeah, the Studios Inc. exhibition space, the group exhibition featuring Ricky Ullman, Patty Carroll, Caitlin Horseman, Misha Kligman, Miguel Rivera, Colby K. Smith, Deborah M. Smith, Hai Young Shin, Susan White, Kathy Lau, and Benjamin Rosenthal on view this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., right?
Yep.
Yeah, very good. Anything else that you want to mention that we... You've got a whole bunch of notes there. Tell me. We've got plenty of time. Go ahead.
I know. I'm like, which notes are there? Let's see. One of the cool things over the next couple of weeks on our website... We're going to be featuring the new resident artists. So I think
Tell me about that. We launched
some info and some work on Ben Rosenthal. And in the next couple of weeks to come, Susan White and Kathy Lau. So it's a quick way to kind of get a synopsis of who they are and what they do.
Will it be an artist talk then? Is that what you're saying?
It's actually one of our editorial interns.
Okay.
Does interviews with them and mm-hmm. they write a piece for our blog.
And that wants me, I want to ask, how does a person become an intern then?
You can go to our website under programs,
okay.
internships.
Uh-huh.
Click on there, it gives you a ton of information. I think it's our 10th year with an internship program.
Uh-huh. No, that's great.
Yeah, so over 100 interns, I think.
So they learn how to install the work and answer phones and all of the other. Yeah.
Our rule is they never make coffee and they never file paperwork.
Yeah, so. I like that. That's a good. Right. That's a good internship.
Really, that's our tagline for it. No filing and no coffee making.
A lot of people could do that, but
right.
Studios Inc. That's awesome. StudiosInc.org for more information about internships, the group show, anything.
Yeah, any of our programs.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of info there, and so it's a great way to get introduced to the organization and a good place to start to get involved.
Well, and it's a great place to meet people, sort of network and find out about professional development and all that. Do you have something going on that side of Studios Inc., professional development? Do you have certain presentations or?
For us, it kind of kicks up another level. We
uh-huh.
expect our artists when applying to have a certain amount of business acumen, developed already.
Sure.
Our professional development comes in the facilitating and introduction of arts professionals, curators, patrons mm-hmm. from out of town, mm-hmm. and how they can develop that network a little more intensely.
It's a great organization. Well, Colby, I'm going to close this out. Last words?
Supporting art is just as important as creating it.
So I love that.
Go to Studios Inc. and donate.
We love that. Hey, thank you so much, Colby K. Smith. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And we also want to thank our other guests, Megan Krieger, Ian Kloster, Heather Collinsworth with Olivia. And next week, March 14th, we'll have Jennifer Nigro here. She's with the Audio Reader Network, also a community activist, poet, writer Jeanette Powell will be here in the studio. Stay tuned next for Jeff Harshbarger. He's got, some jazz in the afternoon. So stay tuned for that. And then he's followed by Groovy Grant. And so don't go anywhere. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate your ears. And honey, I'm coming home.